James Cridland, media futurologist. We're looking around Radio Days Europe here, many different countries. Is one country ahead of the rest when it comes to digital?
I think it depends what you mean, but Norway is doing great guns in terms of making people tune away from FM over to DAB. Whether that's a good thing is another conversation. Germany doing some really interesting things in terms of their new DAB Plus as well. Heard a lot of interesting things from Energy in Berlin. And the plucky old UK isn't doing too bad either.
What do you think is the general trend here? Are people saying online, digital, DAB, that is a good thing? Is we've got to press ahead with this, or are they still hanging on to the FM?
I think actually the main conversation here has been about hybrid radio and about actually making sure that you have great content and you make that content available on the right platform. And the right platform might be FM, it might be DAB, it might be other things. But actually, at the end of the day, it's just making sure that we get that content in front of people. And I think what's been very interesting is hearing more and more people this year talking about the user interface for radio and actually making sure that the user experience when you turn your radio on and you're looking for something to have a listen to is a much better user experience than we currently have. And that blew me away in the car session earlier on, where we were seeing a lot of examples of car dashboards, both in the US and in the UK, and most of them are dreadful. And I think, you know, that's got to be something that we, the radio industry, have to really focus on to make sure that actually the radio experience is a much better one.
At the iTunes seminar here, was that radio people running out screaming, saying we're all doomed and throwing themselves off the balcony here? What was the general feeling?
Well, I loved Caroline Gratze from NRJ in Berlin, or rather Energy, because they're not pronounced NRJ in Berlin. She was really open and honest, and when she first heard about iTunes Radio, her first reaction was, holy shit. And I thought that was a great reaction, because actually that's exactly the right reaction that you would expect a radio broadcaster to end up doing. I think, you know, some people are very depressed about it and worried about it. Since that session, it's been announced that iTunes Radio now includes speech radio as well as music, so that's even more pressure. But I think, you know, it's yet another competitor, and radio has fought off competitors over the last 100 years, and it's done very well at doing that and by reinventing itself. And at the end of the day, you know, iTunes Radio is just an automated jukebox, and radio does that. Radio does radio an awful lot better than iTunes Radio does.
So, when you say speech involved with iTunes Radio, does that mean you could tailor your station? You could have your favourite DJ, Chris Moyles. Could he go there? And then they'll play two or three of your favourite records, a bit more Chris Moyles, and then two or three of your personal choosing records.
That would be unusual. Mr. Moyles playing a record. No, it's more to do with, at the moment, what iTunes Radio are looking at is things like, you know, NPR news and speech content from initially NPR, but from other broadcasters. But, you know, Omni, which is an app that I talked about in my session, Omni is doing precisely what you're talking about, of actually taking great stars, you know, stars like Hamish and Andy, like Fitzy and Whipper from Australian radio, pairing that up with your favourite tracks from your own Spotify collection, and adding things like, you know, your news about your friends from Facebook and from all that kind of stuff. And that's a really interesting personalised radio experience. And it'll be really interesting seeing how apps like Omni work in the future.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, James.
Great pleasure.